ABS
Well, good morning, everybody. Today I'm thinking about my grandparents on my mom's side lived in Chicago. We used to go visit them all the time. One time in the Chicago Tribune, there was a piece about counterfeit money. And I remember this piece because the author of this article was writing about how people had been counterfeiting money and so on. But in the article he said, it's true that, yes, sometimes men make counterfeit money. But he said, more often than not, money makes counterfeit men. And I thought, that's an interesting thing to think about. Because there's a sense in which what makes us human is love. According to the Catechism of the Holy Catholic Church, what makes us human is that we get to share by love and by knowledge in the very life of God. It's pretty wild. And so love is what makes us human. Of course, like free will is a part of that and all that.
AVS Media.
Robot can't love. But love is what makes us human. And when we're overly attached to money or power, prestige, position, wealth of different things, we become unhuman. That's what Amos is talking about in our first reading. Amos was commanded by God to go talk to a whole group of people in a suburb of Jerusalem, about 10 miles away. And it was a very economically prosperous time in this area. People were money all over the place. It was wonderful for them, they thought. And Amos, though, he's saying, folks, calm down. Like, why do you hate the Sabbath? Why? Because you can't sell your stuff on the Sabbath. It was not like today, where you can go out and buy anything you want any day of the week, including Sunday. Too bad. Chick-fil-A, good for you. But like in those days, you could, it was against the law. No commerce, no business that would take place on the Sabbath day. And so Amos is talking to these people. He's like, you people hate the Sabbath because you can't go about making money on the Sabbath. And you hate the holy days because the holy days is the same thing. It's like a holy day of obligation. You can't make your money on those days. But I can tell that you're counting down the minutes until that day is over so that you can go about your money-making schemes yet again. And he's getting a little hyper about it. Good, because he was so frustrated. And he's like, you people are doing anything you can do to make more money. You're trampling on the poor. You're jipping the poor out of the little that they have so that you can have more, and you already have more than you need. And you can hear his frustration. And he even says, you people have been selling the poor for a pair of sandals. Horrific. Our second reading, St. Paul tells Timothy, he says, look, folks, you better tell everybody they better be praying, especially for the kings and for those in power. Because kings and those who are in power very often become sidetracked by their desire for more power and more money, that they become unhuman, just like the people that Amos is talking to in our first reading. Now we fast forward to our gospel. Here we see this man who loses his job because he'd been squandering away in greed his master's stuff. Money can do the same thing with us if we're not careful, if we're inordinately attached to it. The other day at school mass on Friday, the reading was, love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself, love of money. That's the root of all evil. And so we got to check ourselves pretty carefully, don't we? That we are not so attached to mammon, which is to say money or popularity or power or position. We cannot be so attached to all that at the expense of our relationships, because that's the most important thing. I was watching this video, maybe you saw it on, it was in May or something, and there was this kid at King's College, and he was the valedictorian, and he gets up and he says, I worked really, really hard for this, and I was so glad that I got it, but now I regret it, because I don't have any friends. You know, like my whole college days, I was just stuck in a book the whole time. And now I've got this position, great, but guess what? I don't have any relationships. It's a powerful speech, you ought to watch it. But isn't that us? Sometimes we are chasing money, we're chasing power, we're chasing prestige, and guess what? And popularity, and we lose our humanity in that. And we treat other people like they aren't people. How many families have fallen apart because one of the husband, for example, is more interested in his job than he is in his wife or kids?
AVS Media Dad.
How many families have fallen apart because the wife is too busy chasing her career to the detriment of her children? I think that we have got to be careful to keep what's important important. And our relationships are the most important thing. At the end of the day, that's what counts at the end of our lives. Especially our relationship with Jesus. And you see, this is the problem with people who put sports above mass, is because, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but it's like, I'm chasing that. I want to be great. I want to be great in baseball. Good. Good. At the expense of your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's real, folks. And this is what counts. So listen to what Thomas Merton was said the other day. I was reading his journal. He says, in order to have everything, desire to have nothing. Isn't that beautiful? In order to have everything, desire to have nothing. And then you get everything, which is Jesus. Then I happen to be reading this other book called All for Jesus by Father Faber. And he says, sometimes people, they get a little worried when they stop chasing their money and all that stuff because they think, well, I'm going to be poor. Listen to this. No one need be poor, because if he chooses, he can have Jesus for his own property and possession. I want to end with the 10th station of the cross is where Jesus' clothes or garments are shed. They take off his everything he has. He doesn't have anything left. This is the prayer that Clarence Elsner,
AVS Media Demo.
This is his version of the Stations of the Cross. My Lord, I offer you my all, whatever I possess and more, my very self. Detach me from the craving for prestige, position, wealth. Root out of me all trace of envy of my neighbor who has more than I do. Release me from the vice of pride, my longing to exalt myself, and lead me to the lowest place. May I be poor in spirit, Lord, so that I can be rich.